ओम शांति। 14th November 2019 थर्सडे। एसेंस ऑफ टुडे साकार मुरली। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, डू सर्विस वाइज बीइंग सोल कॉन्शियस एंड यू विल कंटिन्यू टू अचीव सक्सेस एट एवरी स्टेप। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, डू सर्विस वाइज बीइंग सोल कॉन्शियस एंड यू विल कंटिन्यू टू अचीव सक्सेस every step. Soul consciousness on one side, service and success, these three things are interlinked. How that is a thing to ponder upon. How is that soul consciousness in service results in success? Definitely, soul consciousness must be doing some magic in bringing success in service. And whenever a success happens in any service, definitely one must know the secrets of those successful moments. So, every now and then, in almost every Murli, n number of times we listen from Baba, that become soul conscious. Your fight is with body consciousness. So why is it that when soul consciousness is introduced into service, that invariably leads to success? What is so beautiful about soul consciousness? What is that magical touch of soul consciousness that success takes place? Yes. Okay, so when we are soul conscious, soul is the embodiment of so many virtues. So automatically those virtues would get reflected in service and that will lead to success. Soul consciousness is a very concentrated stage of the mind. And definitely when we are concentrated, when we are focused, our energies are focused, that time we can pay minute attention to that work in hand. And that inevitably leads to success. So, concentration. Then, positive energy, yeah. So soul conscious stage is the stage of positive energy. You are far above the body consciousness, far above the attractions of the body, far above the pull of the body. So gradually, your mind is operating at a higher platform. Mind is operating at the platform of sankalp thought, not at the platform of body. And here, you can catch many things related to the work as a touching from the universe as well. Because the entire universe is the ocean of energy. The entire universe is the ocean of vibration. Every mind is vibrating. But the only thing is that there is a disconcordance. There is disharmony. So when my mind is soul conscious, when I am soul conscious, automatically I am linked with all those souls who are soul conscious. So I get attached to that ocean of soul consciousness. And the result of such a stage would be success in service. Then intellect is very clean and very clear. Whenever you are soul conscious, intellect is clean, intellect is extremely pure. So such an intellect, whatever such intellect decides, judges, rationalizes, everything would be correct. So in clarity of intellect happens because of soul consciousness. Mind get focus because of soul consciousness, positive energy because of soul consciousness. Then Our sanskars become divine when we are soul conscious. And divinity in sanskar will lead to success. Because such a set of sanskar would not be at loggerheads with other souls. There won't be any conflicts. So the lesser the conflict, the more peaceful one is, and the more peaceful the work atmosphere. And such a peaceful atmosphere would again lead to success in service. So divinity in sanskars. What else? Okay, so the spirit of selflessness will emerge.
It brings us in present moment.
Yeah, we live life in now. The humanity, humanity, if you study, as I had mentioned the other day also, the statistics of worry, 40% worry is all because of those reasons which are all imaginary. Our worries are 40% worry is imaginary. It is never going to happen, and yet we keep on thinking about things, what will happen, what will happen, what will happen, and that thing never happens. So half of the time, 40% time is spent in imaginary, some flimsy, some dreamy thing. And we think that is going to happen, which never happens. Our 30% worry is coming from the past wrong decisions. We can't do anything about them. Those decisions cannot be undone. And yet, person keeps on thinking about the past. Why this happened, why that happened, why this came, why that came. Baba has said so many times, you have to bury the hatchet. You don't remember it anymore. It's gone. Forget. In today's Sakar Murli also, Baba remembered drama. If you want that, you should never get angry. Know that this drama is perfect. That's in essence point number 2 in today's Sakar Murli. If you want that you should never get angry, you should know that this drama is perfect, there is no mistake in this drama. The more the faith in the drama, the more you become anger free. So, 30% of the time, worldlings are busy in brooding over the past, in scratching the past wounds. 12% worry is from others, criticism. And we know that criticism is untrue. Somebody is blaming, somebody is pulling your leg, somebody is casting aspersions, somebody is doing something, is backbiting. So we know that. So there is no point in worrying about that, because we know that that is not truth. 8% worry is because of our health issues. But again, if you are unhealthy, some disease, are you going to get cured by worrying about it? Never. And only 8% worry is, which is the real worry, and you should worry about it. But the thing is that when you worry about worry, you cannot come out of it. So again, here also, you cannot get rid of that worry, that stress, that tension. So, body consciousness makes us dwell on the past or be anxious about the future. So it is only the soul conscious stage, which is the stage of now, this moment. In this moment lies the eternity. In this moment lies the secret. We are not there, we are not here. Now what I have to do? And that stage comes only with soul consciousness. And any action, any work, any deed, any service, any duty needs the presence of now. So that is another reason. What else?
Unlimited stage.
It's an unlimited stage. Okay. What else? Soul consciousness leads to success. How?
You are emerging your original sanskars.
Okay, so as we said in sanskars, all those original divine eternal sanskars are emerged, and any action which is guided, which is preceded, which is inspired by the divine sanskar naturally becomes, brings forth success. The feeling of brotherhood. Okay. Yeah, so if you analyze our thoughts, most of the time if we are having traffic of thoughts, it's all because of body consciousness. If you see our Amrit Vela stage, very less thoughts. As less thoughts as possible. And if you see yourself in the heat of the some discussion, you will feel that you are fired by and rather assailed by thoughts. So, soul consciousness, your thought process is slowed down. And when thoughts are less, we can contain ourselves. We are in control of our own self. So, scarcity of thoughts, poverty of thoughts is what is needed, rather than this extravagance of thoughts. What else?
Tireless.
Soul consciousness is a tireless stage. Soul consciousness is a Trikaldarshi stage. We know, we work as the knower of the three aspects of time. When we are soul conscious, our mind is so focused that we get to know what is going to happen. If I do it this way, this is would be the result. If I do this way, this would be the result. Soul consciousness is the stage of attention. Soul consciousness is the stage of full attention. We are not unconscious. For example, if I walk on this path, and if I am drowsy, delirious, or intoxicated, there are chances that I might fall down if there is a ditch there. But when I am fully awake and fully alert, I would always bypass that hole. So, it all depends upon how attentive I am. For example, there's one more example. There are two buildings. Okay? Now you keep a plank of wood here on the ground and walk on it. So easy. Now keep the same plank of wood here on the top. Now walk. Here you will be very much attentive. Here there is no attention. So attention comes in dangerous situations. In risky situations. One of the philosophers, Friedrich Nietzsche, has said somewhere, live life dangerously. Live life dangerously. Take risks. Take up challenges. This is the life of pleasure, of comfort, of convenience. When you do something which nobody has done, which you do something which is out of the mill, which is something extraordinary, which is something different, which is something unique, which is off the track, that time you have to be more alert, more attentive. Meticulous care has to be taken at this point. So, soul consciousness is the stage of attention. It's the stage of attention. Soul consciousness is the stage of self-checking. Soul consciousness is the stage of Trikaldarshi. Soul consciousness is the stage where you are, you cannot get fatigued. It's a tireless stage. So you can work on and on and on and on and on. In fact, if somebody says that I have done a lot of work and I am very tired today, probably he is exhibiting his soul body consciousness. I am very tired today. I have done a lot of work. It is not the work that tires us. It is the waste which is associated with the work that tires us. Just imagine a person has got a daughter and her marriage is there. He works tirelessly without getting exhausted. While the same person, if he is going to office every day and there is an extra work, he says, oh, there is a lot of work. But does he say the same thing if there is some extra work during the marriage of his daughter? No. Because there is a love associated there, because there is a feeling of surrender, there is a feeling of total dedication there. So again, soul consciousness is the stage of dedication. Soul consciousness is the stage of surrender. Soul consciousness, this is the stage where we aren't bothered about what is going to happen. So we aren't focused on the result, rather we are focused on the work. For example, a father says to his child, if you pass, or rather if you come with flying colors in the exam, I'll give you a bicycle. So the child starts studying, because if he passes with flying color, he's going to get bicycle. But when the result comes, the father says, you failed. I saw you studying. He says, yes, I was studying, but I was always thinking about the bicycle, so I couldn't get focused. So the mind was thinking of the result. So the focus was shifted. In soul consciousness, the focus remains the work, the deed, the act. So soul consciousness makes us stay in the present, focused. What else?
Swadharma.
Yeah, so soul consciousness is our original religion. It's our Swadharma. So whenever in Gita there is one line where God says, anything which is paradharma, anything which is others, you shouldn't do that. You should first do your Swadharma. Swadharma is religion of the soul. So when you are situated in the religion of the soul, you are the embodiment of all the virtues. Soul is knowledgeable. So automatically all knowledge will come. What to do and what not to do. As I said yesterday, everything is not written. Everything is not written everywhere. But Srimad is not something which is a written literature. Srimad is not about do this and do that. Because for different people, different student, Baba has given different Srimad at different times, depending upon the time, place and person. To some he said get married, to some he said never. Some he said okay, you can eat from outside. Some he said never, never, you can't do that. Some he said okay, do the job and be in Baba's knowledge. To some he said give up job, this is useless, foolish, stupidity. Why are you engaging in this worldly business? So different times, different Srimad have been given. So that is why Srimad is not something which is just written literature. Srimad is something which gets revealed. And that revelation comes only to those souls who have got extremely pure, focused, clear intellect. Because such an intellect can connect to the Supreme. And then Srimad will descend. Srimad is not something that we read. Srimad is not something that we think. Srimad is something which would descend like an inspiration from above, from the skies. And then you will get to know, I have to do this, I have to do that. One more thing, very beautiful thing about soul consciousness is that your stage will do service. Your stage. Like if you see our dadis and they have to give some speech, do you think they go and prepare? If dadi has to give a talk on soul consciousness, do you think she will go and find out all the murlis on soul consciousness and try to combine and try to think what I should seek and what I shouldn't? They don't. They don't need to, rather. For them, their stage is the greatest vehicle of service. They sit and the service takes place. Whether they speak or not, that is immaterial. Even if Dadi comes and sits here in Om Shanti Bhavan, many times we have seen how much he spoke, hardly 5 minutes or 10 minutes. one or two lines here and there, and those two lines are so unconnected. You cannot connect the dots. Only this class, if you want to understand, you have to stay with her for one or two days, what is happening around. Because all those things will come in the class. Because suddenly she will remember something which has happened 50 years back, and 5 kg of rice somebody had given. She remembers that. So that is the stage which is doing the service. A soul conscious stage which has remained for a very long time. So long standing soul consciousness turns into a matured, crystallized stage, and this stage will do the service. Yeah? This is the key of success. So, and one more. Soul consciousness is a very pure stage. And wherever there will be purity, there would be success. Where there is impurity, even slightest impurity, success would be compromised. Where there is 100% purity in thoughts, in mind, in your intellect, in everything, in drishti, vritti, everything, automatically service would come as a side effect. So sweet children, today is Children's Day in India, 14th November. So sweet children, do service whilst being soul conscious, and you will continue to achieve success at every step. Om Shanti.